Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Thursday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. The NBA draft is tonight. It's a good draft. There's some really interesting players, at least in the first 20 to 25 minutes of the draft. Then it's a bunch of guys that most of you didn't watch in college. Nonetheless, bad teams getting rising stars is always fun. Joy Taylor, looking very academic and scholarly, is joining me as I get set for a big vacation after today's show.
Well, I am a doctor.
You're not going to have me to push around anymore. I'll be on the beach somewhere.
I know. I'm very excited for you.
Very, very fun. So the draft is tonight. That's exciting.
Yes.
So we have two stories I'm going to start with today. And I know some of you are saying the NBA season's over. But listen, when the NBA season ends, you got the draft. You got the free agent period. This is our reality of late June, early July sports. So Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, is reporting. What a shock. The Nets are trapped. The Nets are freaking out. They've got KD and Kyrie. And according to his story, they don't want to alienate KD by not signing Kyrie, but they don't want to sign Kyrie because he's just not available for enough games. And he could literally sign a contract and retire. And he's talked about that in the last 4 or 5 years of not wanting to play basketball forever. Yikes. So the Brooklyn Nets are really, really in a bad space. And it also feels like they don't have their priorities in order. I don't think winning... In fact, I don't think basketball is the number one priority to Kyrie Irving. I've said this for years. People get offended too often by words. I watch actions. Like, I'm watching Kyrie Irving's actions. He wouldn't get vaxxed. He knew it would force him to miss half the games. So you are not committed to winning. Lots of people got vaxxed that didn't want to, if they wanted to show up to work or fly an airplane. Right? You made that decision. So winning's not a priority. Also, you were the loudest player during the bubble to want to cancel the season. So you have leaned into twice moving off playing basketball. Both times, you're like, I'm shutting it down. I have nothing against players pursuing social causes. But LeBron in the bubble, and he's got social causes he cares about. He created a school. LeBron's like, no, we got to play basketball. That's what we're paid for. That's our job. Okay, that's where you get into a space where I'm not down with it. I'm paying you $25, $30 million a year. The job has to be a priority over causes because LeBron has shown you can do both. We've seen that with all sorts of athletes, Olympic athletes, tennis athletes. They're into causes, but they also understand there's a responsibility to be an employee. And Kyrie, he'll shut it down. And so, and that's what his resume. I got two examples now. So the other thing, I just don't think Brooklyn checks boxes. I do not believe KD and Kyrie and Simmons will ever win a championship. I think it's fantasy land. It'll never happen. There's enigmatic injuries. Forget it. But if you look at the Rams or the Kansas City Chiefs or the Miami Heat, the Golden State Warriors, the Spurs in their prime, or the Patriots in theirs when Brady was still there, there's three things they had. First of all, there was always one mission and everybody got it. The mission was winning, and you did whatever it took to win games. Winning was number one. Again, with Kyrie, it's not. Second thing is, there's an alignment between players and management, right? You know, they get along. We understand what we're both trying to do here. And the third thing is, there's a realistic understanding of not everybody can make the most money. You know, there's a salary cap. The Ram players know it. The Warrior players know it. Although Warriors now all get paid. But there's an alignment, there's a belief, there's a mission, and I don't think Brooklyn checks any of those boxes. I think it's fear-based and panic, and what happens historically is when you have organizations like the Cleveland Browns that are fear-based and they're backed into a corner, they overspend and overreach. So my hunch is they're just going to pay Kyrie whatever he wants. And this, by the way, this organization is run by a very smart guy named Sean Marks. He's from the Popovich San Antonio system. But what he's finding out is it's much easier to build a coalition with Tim Duncan than it is with Kyrie Irving. Because if you look at Kyrie's history, this is what I do not get about a sports executives. Go look at the resumes. Kyrie Irving has worked briefly when he has a stabilizing force leading him. Coach K at Duke worked briefly. LeBron in Cleveland worked briefly. Well, KD doesn't want to be that. KD wants to hoop with his friend. Kevin Durant has told you, it's not what I'm about here. I want to go play basketball with my friend. And so to me, this doesn't work. And even when Kyrie has worked, he's worked briefly. Briefly. Then he bailed on LeBron. Didn't play many games for Duke. So this is not going to work. It's never going to work over a season, over a playoff run. I think they are missing so many things that equal championship basketball, coaching and chemistry and bench and alignment and defense. They're just not even close on like seven different boxes, and we all fall in love with this fantasy land. I said yesterday, it's the vacation you never go to and talk about. You know, winning in the playoffs for Brooklyn, they talk about it all the time. It's fantasy land. It's never going to happen. Ben Simmons, question mark. Kyrie misses too many games, won't defend. Kevin Durant, he's older. He gets hurt. So I think what you're going to have, Chris Mannix talked about this earlier this week in our show, is I think Kyrie right now, a lot of stuff's getting out there. Kyrie's leaking it because he's trying to manipulate the Nets, create fear and panic, and I think it's going to work.
It's very clear that Brooklyn has drawn its line in the sand. You knew that back in May when Sean Marks, the general manager, came out and said, look, we want guys that want to be here. We want guys that are committed to be here. He wasn't singling out Kyrie Irving, but everybody knew what he was talking with this team. So this, to me, feels like Kyrie's side trying to create some leverage, get other teams involved, so the Nets panic.
So there's a sense here that Kyrie is manipulating the Nets. But who is the most calculated player in the league, the best player the last 15 years in the league, the most measured player, the richest player, the most powerful player, the player with the most leverage? It's been LeBron James. And LeBron James is still great. He may not be playing 82 games. When he's on the floor in any NBA game, he is usually the best player. He still remains fantastic. Had he played two more games, he would have won the NBA scoring title. He is still a great distributor. He can be a great defender. We've seen him in spaces. So I just want to throw this to you. Smart guy, calculated guy. Kevin Durant with the right team could still win multiple finals. He could go back to Golden State. You could put him on Milwaukee, put him up with Luka. Don't kid yourself. And it wasn't that long ago that a lot of you out there were arguing as Kevin Durant was winning the MVP in the finals. A lot of you were arguing, and LeBron hears it, KD's better than LeBron. KD screwed it up. Had he stayed with Golden State, won two more finals, half this country, forget the MJ-LeBron debate, would be on the KD's better than LeBron debate. KD's not done. He is still often the best player on the floor in 99% of the games he plays. He could win three or four more titles. LeBron's only got four. He's already got two. LeBron knows that. LeBron's thinking, I keep my eye on KD and my legacy. Then there's Kyrie, who bailed on LeBron. LeBron doesn't have any love loss with Kyrie. That hurt, right? That's the one guy that's... Guys don't bail on LeBron. LeBron's always bailed on guys. Nobody bails on LeBron. You can't tell me in that reservoir of his emotions, LeBron's not thinking, I owe you one, Kyrie. So the most calculated player in the league, my guess is LeBron knows basketball. And he knows that KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons is not championship material. Two of those guys aren't even serious about winning basketball or playing basketball, Kyrie and Simmons. LeBron practiced, played, traveled with Kyrie. He knows basketball is not a priority. So is LeBron thinking to himself, I'm going to flirt with Kyrie. I'm going to talk to Kyrie. I'm going to make sure those Kyrie Lakers stories get out, which, by the way, they're out today. Lakers are the number one destination potentially for Kyrie Irving. They're out today. And LeBron knows that Brooklyn will freak panic, sign a long, massive deal to Kyrie, and that's who KD is stuck with. KD's stuck with Kyrie. Basketball's not a priority. And Ben Simmons. Good. I don't even know what a priority is. I've given up. He shouldn't have a number. He should just, like a Riddler, have a question mark. I don't know what he is. Listen, don't kid yourself. Had KD stayed in Golden State, he'd have four titles, maybe five. You would be arguing. I never did. You did. KD's better than LeBron. You know confirmation bias, recency bias. I think LeBron looks at this thing and says, you know, flirting with Kyrie, I know what Brooklyn will do. They'll sign Kyrie to a long check. Because LeBron, I think, thinks like I think. He'll say it publicly. Oh, it's a great team. Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and Simmons, all your money in three players, no bench, can't depend on guys. Is Steve Nash the right coach? He certainly got worked by Ime Udoka in the playoffs. Dan Wojcicki was on yesterday, great reporter, been covering the Lakers, Clippers for years. We talked about this idea that LeBron's done competing and it's just now about making movies and money. Not so fast.
You do get the sense that he wants to sort of age into a more, I'm comfortable with whatever's around me. I can be good with that. He told us at the start of last season, he's like, I'm going to be patient. I know that we're going to take lumps, you know, with Russell and with AD and getting everybody together. I don't think he handled that very patiently. I think he tried. The level he was playing at, and then it wasn't resulting in wins, and then it wasn't resulting in contention, I think burned.
You really think LeBron's rooting for KD to win three more titles? Rooting for Kyrie to have success? I don't buy that. LeBron is going to play for several more years, and I think deep down he is smart enough in basketball to know what wins championships. Defense, coaching, commitment, availability, somewhat of a bench, all the things we just saw with the Warriors. And most of those we just saw with the Celtics. And all of them we saw the year before with the Bucks. You're not getting that with KD and Kyrie and Simmons. It's a circus. I'm just saying, LeBron, it's still burning. He's still great. I think he likes all that Lakers, Kyrie talk out there. Remember, stuff gets out, as we always say, when people want it out. Kyrie to the Lakers is now out. Interesting.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
So the NBA draft is tonight. The belief is, number one, Orlando's got one first-round pick. They're going to go with the Jabari Smith, safe bet, long, can shoot. He's going to be a nice NBA player. Very little bust there. Hardworking kid. Number two pick is Oklahoma City, who has so many picks, it's hard to believe. It feels like Google's making a mistake. Like they have like 17, 18 picks in the next 5 years. They're going to go Chet Holmgren, the towering, young, thin, center, swing forward, whatever you want to label him. Number two. And then number three, that's Houston's going to take Paolo Banchero, the Duke kid, who's looks like he's still growing. And so there you go. I do believe if you have lots of picks, you owe it to yourself to take big swings. And I'll give an example. You know, they call them angel investors, these people, wealthy people that put $100,000 on this company and $100,000 on this company, and they take big swings. And you owe it to yourself if you've got a lot of money, because you can afford to make that mistake. And if you're rich, you can take bigger swings, right, on some unknowns. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder are rich with draft capital. They have so many picks. They have more picks than entire divisions. They have 17 to 18 picks in the next 5 years. Where you don't want to be in the NBA is in the middle. And if you don't take some big swings when you do have top three and four picks, you're going to end up back at the top of the draft. Or you're going to be worse, you're going to be in the middle of the draft. The only way to draft at the end of the first round is take big swings. Giannis was the 15th pick. Steph was the second guard taken. Jokic in the second round. Kawhi Leonard, 15th pick. Luka, by the way, and this is, I've made this mistake a lot of times, is that you focus and fixate on the flaws. When Luka came out, I'm like, I see no athletic ceiling. I'm like, he's lumpy. Well, Dallas didn't see that, took a big swing, and look at Dallas now. Prime example, Steph Curry. I don't even remember anything about him in college, but a lot of people were paralyzed by his size, a small school. I remember hearing he's tiny, he won't be able to defend anybody. You got to look at the upside and the ceiling. This is why people passed on Josh Allen. And Josh Allen has changed the way a lot of coaches and executives now look at the draft. People were paralyzed by certain things about Josh Allen. He was wild. He wasn't under control. And they weren't paying attention to the fact he was 6'6", ran like a wide receiver, had a massive arm. And when he did get all lined up, the throws were unbelievable. They looked like Dan Marino on HGH. So we were just picking him apart. And that's my thing with Chet Holmgren. Dude is like 7'1 and can shoot like a forward and can put the ball in the deck. And I got so many picks here. Oklahoma City's a college town more than a pro town. They're going to be supportive. You can sell hope and hype. I think they owe it to themselves in Oklahoma City to take a huge swing here. And Mark Few, who is a guy I trust, who's put a lot of guys in the NBA, he just thinks this kid is different.
Got a great feel for the game. Just has that great ability to take the ball off the backboard and lead a break. I mean, he is physically tough, even though maybe his body doesn't, belie that. Because I think he'll end up being a guy who shoots over 40% from three. From day one, he's going to go in and alter shots. And if he's not blocking them, he's changing them. And what I came to find, if he's not changing them, he's literally deterring people from even running plays around the rim.
It's always easier to go safe in a draft. Marvin Bagley went number two. Luka went three. Marvin Bagley, I fell for it. He was productive. He went to Duke. He went to a big school. He was big. He ran the court. I remember being on the air at another place, and it may have been here. I forget when the Bagley draft was, like 5 years ago. I was here, and I was like, oh, he's big. He's productive. He went to Duke. Yeah, I was into the safe zone. And Marvin Bagley, because it's easy to go safe, because if it doesn't work and he flops, nobody cares. Because everybody was going for the Duke guy. And so to me, I think Oklahoma City, with all those picks, absolutely owes it to themselves to go for a big swing. I do think with his body, Porzingis body, Brandon Ingram body, Durant body, you know, skinny leg slasher, I think you have to go in realistically and say, you're going to play 55 games, you're going to play 24 minutes, because I think fatigue is when you get hurt. The old saying, you get hurt in the last run of the ski run. You ski all day, it's the last run. You're tired, fatigued, you get hurt. So I think you have to come in with realistic expectations. But OKC at two, I'd take Holmgren.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Probably the most celebrated high school quarterback ever. A lot of this is the family, and a lot of it's his talent. Arch Manning. He has decided to go to Texas, which I think is a brilliant decision because for a lot of reasons. He would never be able to hide in the SEC. Peyton was a star at Tennessee. Eli a star at Ole Miss. Arch a star at Ole Miss. And he's carving his own path. I love this decision. I absolutely love this decision. You can get lost in Austin, Texas. And as Texas moves into the SEC, I think in 3 or 4 years, he'll be in the NFL by then. unless something initiates a faster move, Oklahoma, Texas move in quicker. I'm not sure how that's all going to work out, but they're supposed to be in the Big 12 for the next 3 years. So he may never play in the SEC. First of all, I love the idea of the Manning family not putting pressure. We knew they wouldn't. They're some of the smartest people I've ever met in football. Not putting a lot of pressure on him to follow in their footsteps. I think that can be so hard on young people. Secondly, Austin, I've said this before. If I was a college athlete, I was a great high school football quarterback, and I could go to any school. I always said, USC and Texas are fascinating. Cities, I can get lost. I don't have to get suffocated by the college experience. Sometimes Arch Manning is so big and so discussed, he would be doing selfies all day long if he went to most of these SEC schools. He can hide a little bit. He can chart his own path. So this is a gigantic get. I've told you this for years. College football is better when Miami's good, USC's good, and Texas is good. And with the new NIL, Texas, good luck Oklahoma, good luck Alabama, good luck Auburn, good luck competing against Texas money and Texas A&M money. That's big oil money. That is big booster money. This is what Nick Saban is terrified about. This is what Oklahoma should be concerned about. The days of you walking in and getting the best players in Texas, if they want them, they're getting them. And so I love this decision. I think it's going to be great for him. College football is better with Texas. This kid is just an unbelievable talent. You know he's smart because his, you know, dad's smart, brother's smart, Arch Manning smart. So this is this on so many levels, this makes me happy. He's I've never met. I know Cooper really well. I know Eli a little. I've talked to Peyton, I think, once. I don't know Peyton very well, although he needs to know me better. I think that goes without saying. Peyton Manning needs to know me a lot better. But this is great for the kid. And I
love it.
I think it's terrific. I'm so happy because
Texas is a glamour brand. He's a huge name already. I mean, obviously, you have the Manning last name. You're football royalty.
Austin's absolutely, arguably the best, top three college town easily, could be the best. Austin, Texas is a great, you know why it's a great college town? Because it's not all about college football. You got 6th Street, you got the music, you got the restaurants, you got technology everywhere, Dell's based there. It's just, this is a great day for Arch Manning. Good for you, good for the Manning family. It really makes me happy.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I find the Pittsburgh Steelers, to me, in the last decade, the single hardest good football team. I mean, we all know who stinks, and we all know who's good. It was easy to say Belichick, Brady, they're going to be great. It was easy to say the Jaguars won't, right? But of all the good teams, the upper crust of the NFL, top 12 teams or so, Pittsburgh's the hardest for me to kind of predict. And because there's so much that matters to me that they're good at. And one of the things I love is the no BS, common sense intensity of Mike Tomlin on a podcast. I just love this moment from Mike.
I love coaches that resist the responsibility of coaches, that talk negatively about a dude that can't learn and blah, blah. Man, if everybody could learn, we need less coaches.
Yeah, that's
right. Right? If the group didn't need management, then we wouldn't make as much.
Yep.
I love reading draft evals and somebody's talking about anything other than pedigree, talking about how poor somebody's hand usage is. Well, that's coaching. It all is in line with that not seeking comfort, because when you're a coach that's talking about somebody can't learn, you're seeking comfort because your teaching is struggling.
There's so much about that I love. He's so right. I love Mike Tomlin's energy. I love the stability of the organization. I love their draft consistency. I like that they treat their players well, but we'll move off them. Don't become paralyzed by Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. They'll move off guys. I always struggle with this, though. The world's changing. It's an offensive league. And they're so embedded and so good on the defensive side, drafting and developing and designing. I just don't feel like they have a good feel for offense. They're not as detail-oriented as a Rams or a Niners on that side of the ball. And so I always struggle with what to do when I check. Like, I love reading a newspaper, but I don't want to invest in the newspaper business. Right. That's not interesting to me. I love so much of what the Steelers do, but it's hard to me to invest in. That's a Super Bowl team. I always struggle with what to do with them. I know they'll do a lot of things well. I thought they should have moved off Ben, and I understood sometimes you have legacy, name. It's not easy to move off a Manning or a Brady or a Ben or a Favre. Like, I get it. It's hard. But it's there to me always. I struggle with them when something brings me such joy and I agree with so much of it, but it's hard for me to invest in this team as a Super Bowl team when I don't think the side of the ball that 2022 football is about, I don't think they're great at it. They're running through offensive coordinators. I don't love their decisions on those. Offensive line never quite feels right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I know all you think I don't like Baker Mayfield, but I do not get any joy rooting against young people. That doesn't, there's no value in it for me. I was young. I needed breaks. I stumbled. I root for young people to succeed. So I saw a story. Josina Anderson, CBS, says that Baker Mayfield and the Seahawks, Seattle has huge interest in Baker Mayfield. Now, I've said before with Baker, I wouldn't go public with anything. But if I was Baker Mayfield, I'd tell my agent, get me to Carolina. I got no interest in Seattle. Seattle is not a good fit for him. They have a 70-year-old defensive head coach. They're in an absolutely brutal division. Seattle's got the weakest roster in it. And also, the Seahawks just drafted two new offensive tackles. So they're going to have brand new kids at tackle. I think one of them is going to be great. But they're not going to be great year one. Or there's other stories Carolina's interested. I would tell my agent, get me to Carolina. I'll sacrifice stuff. Why? Because Brady's leaving after this year. That division doesn't have a quarterback. I'm going up against Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Kyle Trask. I mean, that is to me, warm weather, which I played in high school and college. I go to the NFC South. Brady leaves. I would be the most talented quarterback in that division. Also, I mean, if you just put up Carolina and Seattle, you had the boxes to check. If you were a quarterback and you had influence on where you could go. So, coach. Well, Matt Rhule is an offensive coach. I don't know his future, but I don't know Pete's future. Seattle's going to have a new owner here. They got a hothead for an owner in Carolina. I'll take the offensive guy. So I've got an offensive coach. Seattle doesn't have an owner. I at least know my owner is all in Carolina. Division, Panthers, also expectations. Now think about this. You say expectations. Do you want to follow Russell Wilson? I'd rather follow Sam Darnold. That's just my takeaway. So expectations are a lot. I mean, Mac Jones is living in that world now where he can get to the playoffs. Playoffs? We don't celebrate playoffs around here. If I'm Baker, I don't think he should go public. He's gone public enough for six quarterback lifetimes. But I would make it really clear. Like Carolina, that Baker could be the best quarterback in that division for years. Because 50% of these quarterback first-round picks do not work. And you go to Seattle. You know what it also tells you about Seattle? They saw Drew Locke at the OTA. Yeah. Because this story by Josina is long-term deal for Baker. It tells you at the OTA, they saw Drew Locke. Yeah. And they're like, you're not great. That's not going to work.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. 200.
That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, most people believe this is a very, very strong draft with a lot of good players, and it does feel like that. I mean, we've had drafts. I think it's the Victor Oladipo draft where I think it was that draft. I'm like, I don't see anything here. And then we saw Ja and Zion come out, and you're like, you know, if Zion stays healthy, those guys are going to be really good, really fast, and they were. And so I think this draft has the potential, but they were really exciting. So Jeff Goodman's been covering college basketball forever. He's a basketball analyst for Stadium. He's all over this stuff. So the guy I fell in love with watching this year is Jaden Ivey. Jeff, good to see you again. And he was so dynamic. And I guess my comp was, I see some Ja Morant, but they're different. So this is what you do for a living. Ja Morant, Jaden Ivey. When I say that, are there similarities or not?
Well, there are in their gear, right? In their size, their athleticism, their gear. The biggest difference is Ja could do everything, right? Like Ja has a combination of, to me, Russell Westbrook and Mike Conley coming out of Murray State. He can make people better, not a great shooter, but obviously he was able to make people better and get to the basket and whenever he wanted, finish over, through, around, whatever, people. Ivy can do that, but Ivy's not a point guard. He's a two guard who's not a great shooter. Now, he became a better shooter this year from three, but he's streaky. It went from like 26% to 36%. In transition, in the open court, he is phenomenal.
Crazy.
But you cannot have him as your point guard in the half court.
Yeah, I mean, his highlights are they're the way he drives to the basket, it's scintillating. You cannot take your eyes off him. So Jamari Smith, to me, and I think and a lot of these guys are going to be good pros. Jabari Smith, to me, feels like kind of a can't miss. Tall, lean, still filling out, shoots. Bruce Pearl was on the show yesterday, said, I've never had a kid this competitive. I don't, you know, can't miss, it really doesn't exist anywhere in any draft. He feels like he's going to be pretty good pretty quick, or am I wrong on that one?
No, I think he'll be good quick, but I don't think he'll be as good as Paolo Banchero will be that quick because, you know, Jabari's still 220 pounds. He's a sweet shooter. That's what he is. He's smooth. He can really shoot the ball from three, shot 42% from three last year at Auburn. You know, I hear people comparing him to Kevin Durant, and I'm just like, come on, people, what are we doing here? To me, the more apt comparison is like Rashard Lewis. You know, they're both like 6'10". Rashard Lewis in his really good – I think he shot 39% from three in his career, and he had some years where he was averaging 20 and shooting 42% from three. So I think that's probably – the more apt comparison, KD, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
You know, the Duke kids, Paolo Banchero is very interesting. So Duke had a lot of good players. And sometimes it is difficult when you have a strong coach, you have a bunch of good players, that you're not as dominant as you would be if you played at Illinois or a good program, sure. Right? So not that you get lost, but I mean, the old joke about Michael Jordan, the only person to keep him under 20 was Dean Smith. And so I look at Banchero and I'm like, I like him a lot. I feel like the NBA game may be better suited for him than maybe college. And that's not a knock on Duke. But when I look at his body, I'm like, that's an NBA body. Like that kid, I feel like he could be a better pro than a college guy, right?
Yeah, like he's got a little – I
And I haven't heard this comparison, but I heard it this morning from an NBA guy. He's got a little Giannis in him. And by that, I mean his body, his strength, his agility. You know, I mean, he's 6'10 and a half, 255 pounds, and he's athletic and he's strong and he's skilled.
Yeah.
He could take it off the glass and push it. There's not much he can't do. I would say, listen, Colin, to me, he's probably the odds-on favorite, again, to be Rookie of the Year, because physically,
yes,
not only is he going to hold his own, like other dudes aren't going to be able to match up with him in the NBA that are 30 years old physically to Paolo Banchero.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he is, you know, there's occasionally you'll see that with a Javon Curse or a Chase Young. They go into the NFL and you're like, they look like they've been in an NFL weight room for 8 years. So Chet Holmgren's fascinating. Had Mark Few on yesterday. Listen, it's legendary now that I said, you know, Porzingis, Kevin Durant, Brandon Ingram, skinny leg, like to slash, hit the floor hard. Those guys scare me. Now, Durant obviously is much better than I would have projected. I didn't know what I was talking about. But I do look at Chet and I think, man, he puts the ball on the floor. He slashes. You hit the floor when you're 7'2". It looks different. It feels different. I see a lot of – I look at him and I think to myself, let him play 45 games, then 60. Like, I worry about physically, not the motor, but when you talk to NBA scouts, do they worry about that?
No, he plays hard as hell, and he's got an edge to him, Colin. The issue is none of that. The issue is not the skill. I think the best comparison for him in a lot of ways is Anthony Davis. Because AD could put it on the floor. He could make plays off the bounce. He could shoot it. He was dominant defensively. What's our biggest issue with AD? Staying healthy. Now, Chet is only 188 pounds. AD was much bigger and stronger and had room to add weight on his shoulders and on his frame. Chet, the issue is durability long-term and also impact physically short-term.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I do think, again, I think overall, we're seeing a lot of college guys here. There is a G League kid, and I do like college basketball. I'm tired of everybody marginalize it. I think it's a great marketing platform. Now with NIL, you can get paid a little bit of money. I think it's going to empower college basketball. That makes me happy. I love March Madness. I think America loves March Madness. I told Bruce Pearl yesterday, NIL – I think actually helps college basketball because I think these kids get better coaching at the college level for a year than they would at the G League. What is your sense about kind of a renaissance back to college basketball? Because I look at this list now, it's not as international, it's not as many G Leaguers, it's a lot of college kids.
Well, the difference now for college is a lot of these bigs, these old school bigs, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe, Armando Bacot, Hunter Dickinson, Trace Jackson Davis, they're all going back to school because they can make more money right now with NIL than they can on a two-way contract. You know, two-way is $500,000. Oscar Tshiebwe at Kentucky, he's going to make upwards of $2 or $3 million this year. It's crazy. So, and again, you're a big, you're a plotting big. You know, maybe you get drafted in the second round and get a guaranteed deal. Maybe you get a two-way, or maybe you don't get drafted at all. It's a better financial deal. Kofi Coburn was on the flip side of it, right? Came out of Illinois, put his name in. Maybe he gets drafted in the 40s or 50s this year. Probably could have made more money going back to school at Illinois for another year. But, you know, listen, some guys are checked out of college. They don't want to be in school. They don't want to go to classes.
Right.
They want to start their professional clock. I get it.
Yeah. Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst for Stadium. You do cover the NBA, too. You were around that Celtic team with Kyrie Irving. I remember hearing stories after he left. Now, when a player is in an organization, it's pretty covert. They keep it tight-lipped. When he left, I heard a couple stories from people I trust that were like, man, that thing was a mess. What do you make of the Kyrie Irving stories, the times you covered him? I think he needs a stabilizing force like a LeBron, and even then, it lasts briefly. When I see Brooklyn...
Condescending. Condescending is the biggest word I'll give you with Kyrie. I've known him since he was 15 years old. And I remember that first year in Boston, being in the locker room with the media and asking them what they thought of Kyrie. And they were like, oh, we love him. He's terrific. I said, all right, I'm going to go cover college for a couple months. I'm going to come back. And I guarantee when I come back, you're going to have a different take. And sure enough, they did. They were tired of him at that point. Brooklyn's tired of him at this point. Listen, the bottom line is, And I just still can't believe Kevin Durant made this mistake.
I know.
And hitched his wagon to Kyrie Irving instead of Steph Curry. Like, come on, Kevin. You got to be smarter than that. And Kyrie, again, he beats to his own drum. Terrific talent. But again, you just can't depend on him.
Yeah. All right. This is Jeff Goodman tonight. Now, are you a believer Jamari Smith, Auburn kid, goes one? Are you a believer
yes.
on, you know, okay. So, you know, Jeff, one of the things I've said is that Oklahoma City has so many picks that you have to draft Chet Holmgren. If he whiffs, he whiffs. You got four picks in the top 34. You got 17, 18 over the next 5 years. So I think Oklahoma, if I had one pick, I don't know if I could take Chet Holmgren. Four, I could take Chet. That's my feeling. Yeah. Is that yours?
Well, especially because you're a small market team. So if you're Sam Presti, you got to just shoot for the stars at this point and hope that Chet is something of a unicorn. And if he stays healthy, the hardest part when you look at Chet is where does he gain the weight? You could see it again with Anthony Davis. You can't see it. He's kind of got that inverted chest, and it's hard to imagine Chet Holmgren gaining 30 or 40 pounds. But yeah, if I'm Sam Presti, I take a shot on Chet Holmgren because, again, I'm not getting anybody in free agency.
Yeah.
We know that. Jabari Smith's going to be a good player, but I don't think he or Paolo can be transcendent type players like Chet could be if he somehow stays healthy.
Yeah, that's a really good point. When you're the Utahs, when you are some of these small market teams, you're not going to attract the superstar free agent. The only way to get it is take a big swing like Milwaukee did 15th with Giannis. Jeff Goodman, as always, great stuff. Good seeing you again, Jeff.
Always, Colin.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.